Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Friday and Saturday in Natchitoches in the Prather Coliseum on the campus of Northwestern State University is the 34th annual Louisiana Folk Festival. And with me this morning is Shane Rasmussen, the director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an assistant professor of English at Northwestern State. Shane, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this year's theme is celebrating Louisiana's horse and cattle culture. Can you share a little bit about the state's historic cattle culture and the reach that it has had into Louisiana culture in general?
Yeah, you know, we wanted to put that word celebrating in because, you know, so often we overlook the tremendous contributions that, you know, especially in, you know, central and north Louisiana, we have a really big rural and agricultural population. Mm-hmm. And these people have done so much to enhance Louisiana culture. And these people, whether it's the kinds, obviously, what we eat for dinner, but also the crafts that come with it. And, you know, we have done this kind of rough and ready, independent, rugged the ethos of cattle culture and horse culture as well. You know, I think that exemplifies a lot of Louisianans. These are people that stand up on their own, they're self-reliant, but they also come together. We know we have some hurricane problems in Louisiana, and whenever there is, they know how to come together, so it really kind of fits that ethos real well.
Now, this year's honorary chair is a Louisiana legend, Gino Delafosse. Can you give us a little bit of background on his life and his influence on Louisiana music?
You know, a lot of people don't know this about Gino, but he has a Double D ranch down there in Eunice. Mm-hmm. He raises horses. So he's got this tremendous background, as well as being probably one of the just principal influences today on young up-and-coming Creole and Zydeco musicians. He is a top-notch accordion player, but also he sings in the Creole French, and he knows the culture because he lives it. Mm-hmm. And so we felt it was just so appropriate to have him as our honorary chair. But also, you know, we're inaugurating several more folks into Louisiana Hall of Master Folk Artists, like Preston Watley. Preston Watley makes cowhide bottom chairs, and he does this primarily with just the leather and the wood and a knife. You know, he's real old school about it. You know, and up here in Shreveport, Maggie Warbuck, a Louisiana Hayride, a legendary country artist. She's also going to be inducted. And then Jackie Miller, she makes these fantastic masks by hand that they'll use, the riders will use in the Career de Mardi Gras. She lives in Iota, and a lot of the folks all around that area go to her for these masks, and they are just fantastic. You have to see them to believe them.
Can you share with us a little bit about the tradition behind the Career de Mardi Gras? A little bit about how does that differ from perhaps other Mardi Gras celebrations?
Well, the idea is that, you know, if you got the heart of winter, then also you have when winter is just keeping on, you know. Way beyond Christmas, way beyond the solstice, you've got Mardi Gras. And so winter's been dragging on, and you're a little time away from a crop. And so I think it was a way to bring people together in the community. They'll often ride from door to door, everyone in the community, and they'll dance for a chicken, or the farmer will throw out a chicken and they'll run for it. But also, they might be given a money or a bag of rice or whatever, and they invite everyone in the community together for that communal gumbo, which culminates that evening. And so you've got this communal spirit, an ethos that everyone in the community matters. And despite whatever difficulties you had over that year, whatever tension you might have, people kind of forget that, and they realize they're all in this together. And it's kind of like a pledge drive at Red River Radio, where everyone says, you know, we've got to band together, right, and stick to them to get through this difficulty. And they do. It's a remnant from the past, but it continues into the present because it still serves that communal need that people have to feel a part of something greater than themselves. And also, it's a heck of a lot of fun right before Lent.
Right. Now, another part of this, of course, given the cowboy and horse culture, is going to be cowboy poetry. Can you tell us a little bit about those Louisiana poets that are going to be there?
Actually, Ray Barker is coming up. from down south, and he's a Louisiana cowboy poet. You know, there are lots of cowboy poets in Texas. There are lots of them in other places. But I wanted a Louisiana cowboy poet to give us that perspective. It's kind of like Bill Jones coming with his book, Louisiana Cowboys. And these are cowboys, you know, sometimes in Louisiana are driving these cattle through some pretty wet places sometimes. It's a little bit of a different kind of ethos because, you know, when the ground is dry, you know, it's not as difficult as when you're, you know, bringing them through a bayou, you know, bringing them through a bit of a swampy area.
Right.
And so you've got different things to contend with. And some of them take a tremendous amount of pride that they're Louisiana cowboys and that they're doing it the Louisiana way. Mm-hmm. And I understand that feeling very much. They're living large.
Right.
And we want to celebrate that spirit.
There's going to be a lot of crafting sessions, you know, is usually part of any folk festival, the traditional craft cultures, because everybody used to make just about everything they used to live. Now it's all store-bought.
Yeah.
But there's still a vibrant and an active craft culture throughout the world. And of course, Louisiana has its own particular brand of that. Can you tell us a little bit about what folks will be able to see there?
Well, you know, whether it's whip braiding or you know, making handmade instruments or Choctaw baskets, or the Kasadi pine straw baskets, you know. The craftspeople at the Natchitoches and Sioux Folk Festival are genuine folk artists. They learned from someone in the face-to-face transmission showing them the artistry and the tradition of that craft. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, whether it's, you know, Clifton Rambin with his gourd art or walking sticks or John Colson making filet the old way, you can experience that at, you know, Walmart.
And it's a good way for parents to, you know, help their children understand that, you know, we have a fairly cushy life compared to the way they had to live. There was no option. You made things, you grew your own food, you cooked your own food.
But we become disconnected also from those things that are can be very meaningful to us.
Exactly.
Because you make something, you know, something that your grandmother made, a quilt that, you know, like those Los Adias ladies make.
Yeah.
Is going to mean something more to you than something that might be just as warm, but is not going to have that meaning that you buy at a department store. And again, it comes back to a kind of community, because these things, you know, us banding together as fellow people, as that's important. And I think we're maybe in danger of losing that so much in our commodified culture.
Now, music, as always, a big part of any folk festival. Can you give us a little bit of idea of some of the big headliners that you're going to have for this?
In addition to the Louisiana State Fiddle Championship in the McGill Recital Hall, you've got blues with Hezekiah Early and the House Rockers, or old-time country with Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review, a wonderful Hank Williams Senior tribute with Hugh Harris and his Drifting Cowboys, as well as bluegrass with the Blake Brothers Bluegrass Group, and some excellent Cajun or Texas swing with Sarah Jane Williams of the Sharecroppers Band, doing a tribute to her recently deceased father, Hadley Castile, a longtime festival favorite. Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie, or the Jambalaya Cajun Band with Cajun legend D.L. Menard, or the Cattle Creek Band with Texas Swing. We got three stages of music, a hall of crafts on Saturday, and two rooms of narrative sessions where you can get right in contact and talk to these folk artists as they do informances and play their music for you right there in that intimate setting.
So this is a big-time family-friendly event for, for kids to come out, hear some good music, eat some great food, and just enjoy learning about what is really the history behind us all. Now, the other big part of this, of course, the Louisiana Fiddle Championship. Who can we look forward to this year?
Well, I've looked at the list of the people that have already registered, and we're looking at some old-time favorites, as well as before the Fiddle Championship even starts. It's going to be Richard Smith and Julie Adams. But I got to tell you, registration's still open. So, you know, if your fiddlers are out there of any age, we would love for you to enter the Fiddle Championship, and you can always come in and register the day of at noon. And walk-ins are more than welcome, so come on.
So how do folks get tickets for this?
Okay, the festival's going to be July 19th and 20th, Friday evening starting at 4:30 and all day Saturday from 8 o'clock in the morning to 11 at night. And if you'd like, go to the Louisiana Folk Life Center or call 318- 357-4332, and you can get an advance ticket, $11 for both days. Or, you know, at the door, so cheap, because we want to be there for everyone in the community. It's $5 for Friday evening, $8 all day Saturday, or $5 in the evening on Saturday. You're not going to find a better bargain for your money anywhere in Louisiana.
And kids under 12 are free.
12 and under,
so
free.
So if you want to bring your kids, young kids, light up their eyes early and get them enthused about the world around them and the history behind them, and they'll have a ball, because young kids love this stuff.
And
especially
then from 9 to 4, we have, you know, Kid Fest, you know, where there's going to be so many spectacular things for them to do all day long, from a special performance by Gal Holiday just for the kids to some great outdoor exhibits. This year, for example, we have some blacksmiths that are going to be pounding away over their fire outside the Coliseum, as well as a great demonstration of cattle dogs rounding up some cattle.
Any final thoughts you want to share?
You know what? I want to just do a shout out to the people that have helped us out. The National Endowment for the Arts, the Shreveport Regional Arts Council, the Paragon Casino Resort, the Jazz Fest Foundation, the Natchitoches Parish Tourist Commission, and the Historic District Development Commission. So many people have helped us, and we are grateful, because without them, we wouldn't have a festival. So thank you.
And Shane, I want to thank you for dropping by this morning.
Thank you, man.
That was Shane Rasmussen. He is the director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an assistant professor of English at Northwestern State. And he joined me this morning to talk a little bit about the 34th annual Louisiana Folk Festival. It takes place this Friday and Saturday at Prather Coliseum on the campus of Northwestern State University. You can learn more by going to louisianafolklife.nsula.edu, or you can give them a call at 318-357-4332. You can also go to our website, redriverradio.org, and find links to their site as well. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.